The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled, is it in trouble? Water.
Hey, you're listening to water. And So It Flows. Water. Your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here. Talking about water, got some news from the Gulf of Aden, and also going to be having a really great guest today talking about some
in the abundance
Springside Park stuff here in Pittsfield. Be having a conversation with Bernie Mac. We won't be doing comedy today. For those who think Bernie Mac is that Bernie Mac, it's a different Bernie Mac. We'll be talking about what's going on in Springside Park and their renovations going on there and a cleanup coming up soon. So we'll be sharing a little bit about that amazing park that at one time was the source of water for this wonderful city called Pittsfield right here. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield and 88. 0.1 and SBR Lee, super psyched to be with you today. We got some really cool water music coming your way, and I'm going to start off with something really great by our friends Three Dog Night. And for those of you who have grandparents, you may remember this song if they play it for you now, or you just might be into some of that classical rock. So stay tuned. It's about a really cool frog by the name of Jeremiah. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Was a good friend of mine. I never understood I'ma make it rain on you, $200 bills.
Couple hundred dollar bills.
With the real, she ain't f*** me before, now she f*** with the real.
Now she f*** with the real.
Say you wanna chill.
Baby, I be doing boss things in and out of town. Say I gotta go before I leave, I beat it down. Love young Khalifa, cause her n- he a clown. Baby, I can take you out and I can show you round. Meet important people, won't you tell me how it sound? Saying when I met you, you was lost, now you found. Blow the smoke out, we in the clouds.
I make it rain like a hurricane came. I make it rain like a hurricane came. I make it rain, yeah, like a hurricane came. I make it rain.
I'm party baby, finna get lit, finna get lit, on lit, get me on it. I'm tipsy, God run. I know you love, love being caught, especially when
I make it rain like a hurricane came. I make it rain like a hurricane came. I make it rain, yeah, like a hurricane came.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're making it rain here at Pittsfield Community Radio and all around the world. Here at 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee, and on your favorite podcast platforms. If you're looking to make it rain on Spotify, look for And So It Flows, our completely water-related song list right there for you. Over 20 hours of water-inspired music, some of which you hear on this show and some we have yet to play because there is so much. Super psyched that we're going to have Bernie Mac on the show today. We're going to be talking about the Springside Park cleanup, one of the major in-city parks, natural forests, streams, all sorts of stuff. We're even going to talk about dinosaur pee, and that's going to be in there too, because something that was said earlier today. But you know, it's actually not one of the seven words you can say pee all you want, because you don't know how we're spelling it. Because it could have been a community garden that the dinosaurs had peas. Or maybe they made peas with their neighbors. So anyway, more about that soon. We got a little bit of water news coming your way straight from the Gulf of Aden. And for those of you who don't know where that is, that's near Yemen. That's also near Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia. It's like an area near the Horn of Africa. So a little bit of news coming your way from... Let's go check out what that news is. Obviously, there's some tug of war going on over there. And it's all about, does this stuff actually work? This is from the U.S. Navy News. Houthis renew threats on Israeli ships sailing in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. The Houthis announced this week they would attack any Israeli ship that sails in the vicinity of Yemen, including the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and Bab al-Mandeb Strait. As of Wednesday, this could have been last week. Let's see when this story dropped. This was on March 12th, so it was a couple weeks ago. As of Wednesday, the Houthis have not attempted any attacks, according to social media and the UK maritime trade operations. The Houthi threat to attack Israeli ships will be in effect until Israel resumes Gaza crossings, aid, and food in the region, Houthi spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari said on X. The Yemeni group, which also is currently the government, previously attacked ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, which then expanded to the Arabian Sea and Mediterranean Sea following the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. In response to the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack in southern Israel, while the Houthis started by targeting Israeli ships or those connected to Israel, they later expanded the attacks to U.S. and U.K. ships and then to all ships traveling in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. However, here's an important point. Following the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, the Houthis ceased their attacks, saying they would monitor the ceasefire and renew their actions if needed, USN News previously reported. So, to add a little editorial, under Geneva Conventions, they are actually allowed to fire on, you know, to protect people in Gaza after the ICC, International Criminal Court, made their ruling. Every country that is a signatory to the ICC and Geneva Conventions is, while not required to do so, it's within their rights to eliminate the harm. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got a little poetry coming your way in the next 10 minutes or so. And then we're going to have our friend Bernie Mac sharing a little bit about what's going on in Springside Park this spring cleanup, also part of the Bringing Water to Earth series of all sorts of events dedicated to earth and water. And we got a little bit of music coming your way. This is next. We got some Led Zeppelin. And let's see which this is. When the Levee Breaks. So we want the levee not to break. And that's why it's important to have conversations that include water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
انت تملي جرة مي شعرك يا سواد الليل والغرة شلبية لا تسكني من الجر وحياة عينك يا سمرة وحياة عينك يا سمرة ما بوخذ غيرك بالمرة ما بوخذ غيرك بالمرة
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. My name is Leslie. I'm known as the Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, bringing you water culture from the Berkshires to all around the world. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 WTBR FM, 89.1 WSBR in Lee. That's our new radio tower down there in Lee. And you can catch us and subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your audio podcasts. And you also want to check out our Spotify playlist of water songs. That last song was called Fetching Water. A little bit more about that song. It was by El Fanoun, Palestinian popular dance troupe. And before that, When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin. Before that, we had Wiz Khalifa and Party Next Door doing this song called Rain. And we started off the show with Joy to the World, Three Dog Night, a little prayer for the world, if we could move beyond the anger and see what we want to create. I think that's a good way of getting started. What is working in the world? One of those things is Springside Park, and we're going to be talking a little bit in just a couple of minutes with Bernie Mac, and Bernie is going to discuss what's going on in Springside Park and their incredible list of things that they are getting accomplished and an upcoming cleanup. A little bit of Wendell Berry with The Peace of Wild Things. Let's see if we could get this lined up. This is on Spotify.
The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was Wendell Berry, Piece of Wild Things, that was actually put out there on Being Studios. I think it was on public radio, but it was a really cool poem that kind of brings us back to nature. One of the things that nature provides is that peace of mind that everybody says that they're looking for. It's right there in our own backyard, and super psyched to have that conversation with Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac is with Springside Park, not so much the park, but it's what
the Springside Park Conservancy and the Friends of Springside. Both are two groups that support the upkeep and the improvement of Springside Park for the enjoyment of the local natives in Berkshire County and farther away. We have people that come from all over the world and visit the park.
That's great. Why don't you share with people who may not be from this neck of the woods and are listening on podcasts a little bit about what Springside Park represents to the city of Pittsfield?
Well, the park was established back in 1938. It was a gift of land given by the Miller family, who runs the Berkshire Eagle. Donated it to the city of Pittsfield for the enjoyment and recreation of the citizens of Pittsfield and Berkshire County and beyond. Since then, there's been stewardship by many people, including myself. We've been on board with the Springside Park cleanups, which is a semi-annual event that we do put on by the Friends of Springside, which I currently am the president of. Along with that, we also have a large contingent of people who work on the lilac orchards, which have been put in probably 30 or 40 years ago, that need pruning annually. There's a solid group of folks who help us out with various activities. We also need gardening folks who are interested. There's many flower beds there that are maintained by the greenhouse group and the master gardeners, who take care of probably 20 beds that are located right around the house, the Stevens Mansion, which is another attraction of the park, probably the main attraction. That's a giant, large house that's been being renovated for the enjoyment of the citizens, and will be used for meetings and housing environmentally friendly groups and possibly classes from BCC.
Yeah, maybe a wedding too. I mean, it's a beautiful site for lots of things. Now, a special thanks out to the Miller family and folks who are friends with their ancestors or our current descendants. And thanks for that gift to the city of Pittsfield.
In fact, Mark Miller, one of the sons, is currently usually attends the cleanups.
Nice, nice. How good for you, Mark, and bring the fam. One question: you said it's semi-annual, so you have one coming up, and this is I'm looking at a flyer right now, and it's appropriately colored green paper. Join us for the 36th annual Springside Park Spring Cleanup, and that's 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Saturday, April 19th, 2025, and that's at 874 North Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Now, you said semi-annual. You already have one also in the fall?
Yeah, we have one set up for September. It's on my phone, which I shut off. But it's September 19th also, I believe. I'm not absolutely sure of that. I can look up before the end of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you know, there could be an opportunity to share more about that later, but a little bit about the Park Conservancy. What exactly do you do? Like, what is a conservancy when it comes to this this city park?
Well, this particular city park is conservancy is a group of folks to help put together a plan. 10 years ago, we put together a master plan along with the city of Pittsfield to forward ideas for the maintenance and improvement of the park, again, for the use of citizens. And there's we broke the park down to nine areas of concern, and one of them is we numbered them. The first one is the Springside House, which is being repaired, and that's an ongoing process, but we're in phase 3. The first phase of renovating the house was shoring up the basement and the foundation. Phase 2 was working on the outside of the house, painting, doing roofing, and they restored the front porch, which is absolutely beautiful. In former days, they used to hold parties and dances out on the porch. It's a very large porch that surrounds about a third of the house. They have concerts and so forth out there. In fact, some of our archives has pictures of folks dancing out there. Phase 3 is the inside of the house. We have secured funding for the inside of the house, and they are going to be renovating the three floors of the house. I've been through tours of the house. It's really beautiful. In former days, the house was part of the house was used to house the Parks Commissioner, Vincent Hebert, and his family, who lived in the back. And the front part of the house was used for offices for the Parks Department and Recreation Departments for many years.
Are there any thoughts of bringing the Parks Department back there? If you go to, let's say, New York City, the Central Park, the Conservancy, or maybe not the Conservancy, but the Parks Department.
I think they do have a Conservancy, yeah.
They actually, the Parks Department is headquartered within Central Park.
Ah, okay. Well, in this case, we haven't discussed that, but it is possible that the Parks Department has actually their maintenance department is still in near the house. There's a maintenance and building just a little north of the house. And there's talk of that moving, though, out of the park and using maybe possibly that space for more recreation area. But that's still under consideration by the city. So as far as moving the maintenance and the offices back in, rather, I know Jim McGrath, who's the head of the Parks Department and Open Spaces, his office was there up until about 10 years ago, maybe even more recent than that. So there is possibly some consideration of his and the community development offices moving back in there, along with possibly some holding classes from BCC and Williamstown College and so on for environmental classes of stewardship.
How many acres are in the park?
There's currently 240 acres of that we know about, and there's actually maybe a few more acres that we're not. We say possibly 250 acres. So it's a pretty large park. It's the biggest park in Berkshire County, and it's the biggest, certainly by far, the biggest park in the center of a city in Berkshire County, possibly throughout Massachusetts, although I'm not sure of that.
That's pretty great. Now, Springside speaks to that there are springs in there. I do know there's, you know, some body of water.
There's several springs that are naturally occurring springs, along with vernal pools that fill up seasonally that are used. Have seasonal growth, plant growth, and animal life in them. I'm not sure where exactly they're all located, but there's about three or four springs. And the water flows downhill from Springside Park down under the, well, we just put together a project at the pond, Springside Pond, that used to be have a swimming hole and a skating rink. So that's been brought back largely. by the city at the end of last year. We had a ribbon cutting for it in November. And it's a beautiful area that's been restored. There's a walkway which is handicap accessible. And all the surrounding area, there's a beautiful area for sliding for kids that use in the wintertime to do sledding. So I don't believe they'll be doing any more ice skating, but that's possible. The pond has been restored, so that remains to be seen because of the weather issue. It doesn't seem like the ponds stay frozen long enough for that to happen.
Wow. Okay. So, is it being considered as a swimming hole again?
No, not a swimming hole. It's more of a natural environment for ducks and birds and so on at this point. So they're letting it, part of it being natural, and some of it being possibly used for fishing and so on.
That's pretty great. Now, are you familiar with like other issues? Not so much issues. Let's bring it back from issues. When you're in the park, when you're not being president, but you're simply in the park for enjoyment, what does that provide for you? Like, how do you feel when you're just in there walking around?
Well, personally, I've used the park. My house is just a few houses away, up on off of Springside Avenue on Dickinson Avenue. I've used it for hiking, walking my dog, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing. It's a beautiful place to be. Up near my house, there's an area which I'm not sure what number it is on our thing, but we call it it's a tall pines area, and it's these cathedral pines. It's just a beautiful area where I've gone there and just meditated and relaxed and sat and taken it easy and enjoyed the smell of the pine trees and watch the birds and listen to the birds and watch some of the animals, deer, and cross through there, and rabbits, other wildlife. So it's a beautiful sanctuary for people and for wildlife.
Were there any or are there any encampments that people stay in the park?
Yeah, that was an issue, especially during the COVID issue when we had the pandemic. The numbers of people staying in the park has always been probably 4 to 5, to maybe 10 homeless folks living in the park with active camps and so on, with coming and going seasonally, and usually not through the winter. However, during COVID, people were staying year-round. It got up the numbers. Approached 50 to 70
wow.
folks that were living there. Us folks from the Conservancy advocated with the city to try to come up with some services for folks who were living there to improve their conditions. We talked to them, and many of the things have now come to be, but putting the homeless shelter, enlarging that capacity of the homeless shelter, since then they've come up with a better, a larger shelter in a center of the city, so that people can get be closer to assistance from this employment and counseling and so on, things that they might need to get themselves back on their feet. In addition, people from the city have been talking about and doing setups or planning transitional housing for folks. There's one on First Street at the Zion Church. That's half of that church is being restored to accommodate folks with that are homeless as transitional housing. So eventually, hopefully, the hope is that they can move into their own apartments. The city has also taken over a block on North Street, Upper North Street, to, again, be used for low-income apartments so people can maybe transition to those apartments.
Yeah. Homelessness is, while it's an issue, it's also, a symptom of what's going on in our world of over cost, over, general health and well-being of our community. And I think it's super important to interact with water as part of the solution. Now, before any place could go, before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about your cleanup.
Okay, yes.
Okay, on Saturday the 19th.
Yes.
Where do people go if they are interested and they're listening right now and they're interested in finding out more, or you hear on a, you know, on a podcast download, how do people participate?
We would be happy to have folks come. We provide bags, we provide water and information about the areas that need cleanup. It's on Saturday, April 19th this year, and it's again in September, but this one is coming up April 19th. This show up at 874 North Street, which is the main road and area on North Street that leads up to the Rotary. I'm not sorry, the Rotary, the North Playground, formerly the zoo. Some people know it as that. 20 or 30 years ago, there used to be a zoo up there.
No way.
Yep. That actually had wildlife, peacocks and other kinds of animals there. But due to lack of funding, I guess that it got taken out of there eventually. But it's at the North Playground. And we have folks there, tables set up and so on, to give information and assistance to help to have a successful cleanup. This is our 36th annual cleanup from the Friends of Springside and the Springside Park Conservancy, which is both help put this event on.
How do you guys, before I even get into funding and stuff like that, what in the last couple of years, then you were going down a list of 9 important things. Okay. And a variety of tasks and projects. What gives you, warms your heart that says we're actually, like, what major accomplishment was there that had you say, wow, this, we're really moving things that haven't moved in a while?
Yeah, I think the cleanups themselves, when we first started 35 years ago, I think I started about 25 years ago, but we were pulling out huge amounts of material in the park. I can remember a Chevy Vega was one of the things that we had pulled out. It was a rusted out carcass. Wow. Of a car. We've also pulled out lots of debris that I think builders and maybe backyard builders or homeowners were throwing out in the back, sheetrock and wood and so on, and a lot of other material. Well, since we've been doing the cleanups now, the last few years, we went from annual to semi-annual. You see hardly any, I mean, the amount of debris and the concern that people show for the park has improved immeasurably. Just fantastic to see. Very little trash comes out compared to what we did 25 years ago.
So you're spending more time building the park rather than cleaning the park. So, like, what I mean by building, you're spending more time planting, caring for natural environments,
planting gardens and flower beds. There's a memory and a butterfly garden up near the greenhouse. There's other gardens around the green around the house itself on the main road. And there's all sorts of other activities that are going on. There's a mountain bike training series that occurs there every Tuesday night, and the folks from the mountain bike group have taken very much concern of over the park and helping it stay clean. There's a Rotary Park playground down on Springside Avenue that the folks there seem to keep pretty clean. Another aspect of the park is a Little League field, again, that's kept very clean, because the more activities it seems like we have there, the more people that are in traffic, the more people are concerned about keeping the park clean and good for the use of everyone.
Well, it's super important. And so I'm going to read some of the hosts here. You got Friends of Springside Park, Springside Park Conservancy, Springside Greenhouse Group, Hebert Arboretum, and the Berkshire Mountain Bike Training Series. Wow, that's great. And you expect how many people out there?
Anywhere from 25 to 50 folks, and with the help of this program, which we haven't done in previous cleanups, we may draw many more people.
Yeah, let's draw some more people. And it's really more of a build-up rather than a cleanup these days, because you're not taking out any more Chevy Vegas.
Exactly.
Or yeah. Ford Pintos or anything of that caliber. So how do you guys generate the funding for your conservancy?
Well, we've had a couple of fundraising events. We've had a couple of galas, I think three, actually. And it seemed like every gala we had was plagued with rain. But anyway, we had giant tents that we set up around the outside of the Springside House, the mansion, and music and food and dessert and so on. Invited lots of folks from the city, government, and all around general citizens who were interested in the park. And it was a lot of good, a very good time. Fortunately, we had the tents there to keep us out of the rain, but we've also had other funding raising activities that we have put on over time.
Yeah. And are you familiar with, you know, like some of the, like, what are people, when you're interacting with the general public and they're coming to these cleanups or any other people you see in the park, What are they saying that draws them to participate? Why are new people showing up? Why?
Yeah, I think people just enjoy the park in general, enjoy the quiet aspect of it, to be able to be in nature and kind of nature bathe, I guess, is a kind of a new phrase that people are using for just getting back to nature. Helping reconnect and unplug the technology and you know, rejuvenate yourself by enjoying nature.
Yeah, makes a huge difference. I know when I do my cold plunging, I spend time just listening to what's going on around me, and just even if it's just for 10 minutes, makes a huge difference in clarity of mind, heartbeat, obviously, but really just the ability to be present, like
exactly.
Not have your mind constantly go this way and that, and the stresses of life seem so surmountable. Like you're right. Able to deal with the same amount of stuff going on, but what you're giving up is the stress.
Exactly.
So it's more of a, I just wrote an article on what's called Wu Wei, which is a ancient Chinese, both a philosophy and a way of like effortlessness shows up once you spend some time in nature. And it's a beautiful thing, and I want to, you know, I thank you for sharing. How can people find out more about the Springside Park Conservancy, or if they want to participate in this event?
Well, you can contact me at, my phone number is 413-281-1722, or you can contact me by email at Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, Mac, M-A-C-K, at mail.com, just plain mail.
Yeah, and maybe Bernie will spend a little time making believe he's the other Bernie Mac,
yeah,
and
exactly.
He may tell you a joke or two. So thanks again for joining And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Do you guys have a website at all?
We are talking about having one. We certainly love to have one, but the funding for that seems like it was a bit of a uphill climb. So we're kind of currently housed. The information from our conservancy and so on is housed through the city website, the Parks Department website.
Okay, gotcha. So anybody out there who wants to volunteer and create a website for the Parks Conservancy and the Friends of Springside Park, you want to contact Bernie Mac, because I'm sure he'll be open for that contribution. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Again, Bernie, thanks for showing up. Thanks for
thank you for having me.
You know, sharing about the park and what it means for you and what it means for the city. Again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got some more music coming your way. Let's see what that is. Let's see what's next on our list of awesome music. This is great for folks who like to see things a little differently. This is Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Black hole sun, won't carbonated, filtered, distilled. See?
Abundance of water. The food.